Hey guys, this is Neha.
And I'm Mehak.
And today we're going to be telling you about the upcoming shows in 2022. And I'll start off with the first show. So the first show that we're going to be talking about today is The Sound of Magic, which has one season and six episodes. It stars Ji Jang Wook, Choi Sung Un, Hwang In Yup, Nam Do Rum, and Hong Son Hee. Pardon me for any mispronunciations. The Netflix release date for the same is 2022, and the filming of this has been going on since 10 September 2021. The show is set to be coming out by 2021 November or December, that is anytime soon. And it is about this girl that was abandoned by her parents because of debt. All Ha Yi wishes for is to grow up as fast as possible so that she can have a stable job, and when she reveals her dream to this magician called Lee Yul, he changes her life forever. So this is like a fantasy drama. And moving on to the next show that's coming out next year.
So it's called Cruel Story of Office Romance. So the genre is office romance, and it will be released in the early 2022. The cast is Park Min Young, Song Kang, Yoon Park, and Yura from Girls Day. So this drama is about people, love stories of individuals working at the National Weather Service. It portrays the festive romantic tale of individuals who experience issues at their office. So Jin Ka Hyung is this lady who performed honestly. She acts in the second segment. Artist Park Min Young will assume the part of Jin Ha Kyung. Jin's person is savvy, trained, and profoundly coordinated as she grasps the significance of keeping her knowledgeable as a hidden life discreet. So moving on to the next drama.
So as most of us would know, Money Heist is basically the Spanish show, also known as La Casa de Papel, that came out a while back. So this is going to be a new show, a new K-drama, which is going to be a spin on the same. And it's a 12-episode show, and it's going to be like crime and thriller. The cast for the same is Yu Jae-tin, Jeon Ruk-jo, Park Hae-soo, Lee Won Jong, and Kim Ji Hyun, and it's going to come out in 2022.
So the next show is Suriname, and it has six episodes, and it's going to air on Netflix. So the genre is crime drama and thriller. So the cast is Ha Jung Woo, Yong Jung Min, Park Hae Soo, and Park Hae Soo is the guy from Squid Games. And Jo Woo Jin and Yo Yong Sok, he also plays a part in Hospital Playlist as Dr. An. And it's gonna be released in 2022. So it is about extremely exciting crime drama that we accept to be a smash hit with subscribers. So it's based on this true event. Suriname takes place in South America, where a drug lord operating in the country has grabbed the attention of the National Intelligence Service. The intelligence service enlists the help of an ordinary entrepreneur who set his sights on making his fortune in Suriname, but only to fall deep into the world of drug crime. So the next drama is
The Chanbyul's Youngest Son. So it's a revenge drama, and it's going to come out in the first half of 2022. The cast is Song Jong Ki, Shin Hyun Bin, Lee Sung Min, and Tiffany Young. The drama tells the story of a person who was murdered after being framed for embezzlement by a wealthy family, that is the Chanbyul family, and who has been with him for more than 10 years. Later, this person is reborn as the youngest son of the Chanbyul family and plans his revenge gradually, which also sounds a lot like Om Shanti Om, which is a Hindi movie.
So the next is Why Oh So Jae. So it is romance drama and melodrama. So it also will release in 2022. The cast is So Hyun Ji, Hwang In Yup from True Beauty, Bae In Hyuk, who is also in Roommate in Gumi Ho, and Hyo Joon Ho. So it's this nitty gritty drama that recounts the narrative of some unacceptable decision in a lady's daily routine and she experiences some unacceptable sort of progress. After experiencing passionate feelings for a young fellow, she alters her course of her life and figures out how to appropriately cherish herself. It is a romantic tale that gets portrayed as agonizing, yet astonishing, and cold, yet warm. And the next drama is
Big Mouth, which is going to be coming out in 2022 again. The cast is Lee Jong-suk, Im Yoo-ah, Yang Kyung-won, Kim Jo-hyun, Oh Ja-yeon, and Kwak Dong-yeon. It's basically a record of flights by utilizing a lower center Polish legal counselor who would be more prominent evil than the troublemakers. During this time, it's heading to protect himself and his family and rebuff the wrongdoers in a worldwide world loaded with schemes and greed over force and capital.
So the next drama is 2521, which also will air in 2022. So it stars Nam Jo Hyuk and Kim Tae Ri, and the genre is romance and drama, and talks about this series of events that take place from 1998 to 2021. In 1998, it's a disaster and two people aged 22 and 18 meet for the first time, but they end up hurting each other. And at the age of 24 and 20, they learn how to trust each other. And at the age of 25 to 21, they start to fall in love with each other. So Innit Bae In-jin is a UBS sports reporter. And after he becomes a reporter at the age 23, he works as a makeup salesman and a bodyguard in order to stake out a story. He also lands a job as a sports reporter for the Asian Games. At the Asian Games, he meets a fencing athlete named Na Hee-do. Na Hee-do, who is selected for the national team after competing on her high school fencing team. She is the fencing prodigy who becomes a gold medalist. So this is this drama that is a love story. And moving on to the next drama.
So the next one is called Jane the Virgin, which is basically the Spanish English telenovela called Jane the Virgin, and it's one of my favorite shows. I loved it in Spanish/English, but this is going to be like a K-drama version of the same thing. And Jane the Virgin is a comedy drama about the main character who, according to her grandmother's words, is to be chaste before marriage and before becoming pregnant with a second generation chabul child by a doctor's mistake while undergoing a regular checkup. So in the original Jane the Virgin, it's quite long. I feel like this will be like a shorter version of the same show, but I genuinely don't know how to feel about it because Jane the Virgin is like one of my favorite shows, all-time favorite shows. Anyway, moving on.
So the next show is called Open the Door, and it is thriller horror crime, and it releases in 2022. The cast is Shin Hye Sun from 17 again, and sorry, still 17. Then Kang Tae-o, Kim Seong-kyun, and Gam Se-rok. And this is a hideous spine chiller, recounts the narrative of a typical lady, So-yoon, who lives alone. She chooses to purchase a used clothes washer on the web. So it helps So-yoon become the new objective for the vigilante. And investigator Na will help So-yoon in pursuing the genuine criminal behind everything. Moving on.
The next is The Office Blind Date, which is starring An Hyo-soop and Kim Se-young, and it's about this girl called Hari who goes on a blind date pretending to be her best friend for hefty cash payment, but she's horrified to realize that her date is Tae-myu, the CEO of the company that she works at. To make matters worse, he's been dead set on marrying her, unaware that she's an employee of his. And you know what he hates the most? Liars. So this is gonna be like a really funny show, and it's gonna be similar to What's Wrong with Secretary Kim. I feel like that office vibe will be there in the show. Anyway, moving on.
The next show is called Youth Climb the Barrier, and the genre is historical, mystery, romance, and drama. And the cast is Park Hyun-sik, Jeon Se-ni, Pyo Jae-jin, Ye-jin. So the story displays a situation regarding the sovereign experiencing a puzzle condemnation and an errorlessly blamed lady for killing her relatives. The sentiment gets created by the man saving the lady from an unfounded indictment, and she saves him from the man of his revive. So this is like a very mystery drama kind of a.
The next is Sabotage City, which is starring Sua, Kim Mi So, Kim Kang Woo and Lee Hak Joo. Sabotage City takes place in the backdrop of an art museum that belongs to Sung Jin Group, a major conglomerate that holds the reins of political and financial worlds in South Korea. It is a psychological mystery thriller about the things that disappear when humans become greedy and ambitious for power. Yoon Jae-hyun, the head of Sung Jin Cultural Foundation and in charge of operations at Space Jin, that is the art museum owned by the Sung Jin Group. She is also the second daughter-in-law of the family and controls the Sung Jin Group. Believing that poverty is corrosive to love and that a stable income leads to a steady life, she chooses to throw away her longtime lover to enter a marriage of convenience with Jung Jun Hyuk, an illegitimate son of the Jung Jin Group, in order to make her husband the nation's president. She teams up with future public prosecutor general and goes to war against Sung Jin Group. Jung Jun Hyuk is Young Jae-hee's husband, although he is popular and an anchorman with his own fan club, he hides an inferiority complex over being labeled the illegitimate son of Jung Jin Group for his whole life. He laughs at both ambitious people and those who pretend to have no ambition, even as he waits for the day that he can seize the power. So that's about it, guys. We will keep you updated about how these shows turn out to be. If you all want us to review any of the shows or give you suggestions, please hit us up on our social
K-Drama Station, and we are open to feedback, and you can feel free to DM us and we'll be happy to answer your requests. Thank you.